thinking about buying or selling a house, or just want to know what might be going on with one of your biggest investments? Then come hang out with us for a little while. Hi, I'm Kirk Duckwell, and welcome to the Twin Cities Real Estate Show, sponsored by Bricks Real Estate, Network Title, Eric Bloomstrand and Chad Preby with Bell Bank Mortgage, and James Tolson with Country Financial. If you have any questions for us, make sure you give us a call at 651-303-0019. Again, 651-303-0019. You can also check us out online anytime at BricksTwinCities.com for the latest and greatest searching and researching tools. You can also follow us on our Facebook page where you can see all of our shows there. We typically record live just right around the noon hour on Tuesdays. Today, we're going to be talking about getting ready to sell your home now and why it is a great time now, beginning of January, to move forward. If that's something you've been thinking about doing, maybe later in the spring, there may be some really good financial incentive to pull the trigger earlier rather than later. I would like to welcome Libby Hollenkamp.
Hi, thank you.
Yeah, got your name right this time.
You did.
I could have messed it up intentionally again.
Thanks, Kirk.
Good job.
And then Chad Preby, Bell Bank Mortgage, as always. Thank you for coming in.
Good to see you again.
So, yes, and you know, I'm liking getting back to recording the show on a more regular cycle here.
Yeah, me too.
Yes,
this is fun.
Yes, and thank you for the you're willing to come in more often.
Sure,
Lily.
Let's get going.
I thought you were going to call me Curtis. I thought you were going to do it. Yeah. No. All right.
Well, we're feeling a little bit more like human beings again.
Yes.
Being able to interact and
starting to feel like things are beginning to. Yep.
So yeah, I mean, this is such a crazy market, and you know it. We've never seen anything like that. I mean, Libby, you'd asked me earlier, had I, in any of the data that I've seen an inventory so low and nothing.
Less than a month's supply. That's incredible.
Yeah, it's insane. You want to take advantage of this because it I don't see it lasting.
Well, like anything, I mean, it's a real estate market. It's going to fluctuate. And right now is so incredibly hot for sellers that if you are even considering, you know, listing, at least reach out and start having the conversation. This whole show today is going to be about planning and preparing. When you are well prepared, you're going to just do it the very best it can be done.
Yeah. And, you know, it doesn't take what a lot of people think it does. No. I know, actually, just a listener had us out to look at a house last week and just going through what it takes to get it ready. And it isn't as much as they were thinking. And, you know, it tends not to be. First, I'd like to touch on something that you brought up, Libby, which is to have a professional help very early on in this process.
Well, and that's going to lend, you know, guidance to what is the best strategy for you as a seller. I actually have two listing appointments later on today that they're going to be two very different conversations because it's two very different set of circumstances. And so what is the best plan for you and what needs to be done?
Right. It's lining up, getting your ducks in a row, to make sure you have that plan and trying to do it on your own. You know, maybe you've sold one house, maybe you've sold two, maybe you've sold five. I don't know. I sell 70 a year, right? So,
and in a market like this, if you even tell your friend circle that I might be thinking about selling and somebody says, oh, I might want to buy it from you, you know, still reach out to one of us and this can help you in a much smoother path to go through that transaction if that is the best fit for you. And sometimes it may be. We could facilitate the transaction for you and get you across the finish line in a way that might suit you best. It's definitely worth reaching out and at least having a conversation. We do have these conversations every single day. And
well, it's about posing those right questions.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
You need to make sure that you're asking the right questions of a potential buyer if if it is somebody that you're, you know, a neighbor or a friend of a friend, like you said, a coworker, because you could end up spinning wheels for a lot of time when you could have figured some things out right away. Mm-hmm. Because at the end of the day, I would say maybe only 15% of facilitation requests with somebody who wants to buy my house, because I hear that a lot. I would say, mm-hmm. I'd say maybe 30% of listing appointments I go to, they mention they may have somebody. Mm-hmm. And that's great if we can make it work, but we got to make sure we're asking those right questions to get the information figured out. One, if they truly are interested, because a lot of times they'll come back and be like, no, we changed our mind.
And then are they qualified?
Are they qualified?
I mean, right. That's a big piece of the puzzle.
Right. Mm-hmm. That it happens so often. So yeah, you want to make sure you bring a professional in to assist right away, because it's not just about selling the house. We joke about, I mean, even in the Smart Seller book, anybody can sell a house. That takes zero skill. So if you're proud of yourself for selling a house, well, congratulations, you've done something anybody can do. It's about selling it for the most amount of money, accommodating the goals of what you're trying to get done, to do it in a good, sound, legal way, basically, to make sure you have the protections in place, to minimize the likelihood of a transaction falling through. So yeah, I always, you know, use the line, you know, you can sell a Ferrari for $500. That's not hard, right? Let's make sure everything is running right. Let's make sure we're getting a reasonable price for that. So by bringing that professional in right away, is a must. So yeah, now is a great time to go to market. We have a market meter, which is that scale from 0 to 10, gauging how our Twin Cities market is. And we just jumped from week over week. We were at a 7.86, and now we're up to an 8.19. This is extreme seller market territory. Right. We thought the market was hot last year. We capped out at an 8.3, 8.4, right? So now we're at an 8.19. Imagine what we're going to be in just a few more weeks. That's why we're saying now is the time to do it.
Yeah, and real quick too, guys, I mean, being prepared, you know, having that professional assist you up front will also open up avenues if you are teeter-tottering on selling and you're not sure if you can go contingent or non-contingent. Your real estate professional can lead you to a trusted professional in the lending world that can talk to you about different loan programs that can get you into selling your home non-contingent, right?
Chad, who is somebody I could trust?
I know a guy named Chad Preeby with Bell Mortgage. But, you know, ultimately, the reason you want to talk to a professional up front is because there's just options out there us as consumers don't know about. And thanks, Kirk. And in this fast
I thought moving, you were going to pitch it over to Eric.
You can also call Eric Bloomstrand, yeah. But in this fast-moving market, there's nervous, right? We have nervous tendencies as a seller saying, I don't want to sell because I can't find a new place to live. Right?
It's a lot of pressure.
There's a lot of pressure on these sellers. So, yes, we can get top dollar, but being prepared, you can also find that perfect home for you on the buy side if you're prepared up front.
Yeah,
right?
And sometimes you can be preparing your home, be shopping for your new home, make that offer and write it non-contingent, sometimes with using 401k or bridging and, you know,
right,
all the other
or
options.
Even recast. You can do a recast with the 5% down, and then when you sell your home, you can recast that mortgage. So it's maximizing that.
Yeah, setting up the plan. Again, reference the Smart Seller book. You go to BricksTwinCities.com under publications. Very first thing is really creating that plan. It's about stepping back. We talk about not rushing. Don't be in a rush. That said, it's okay to have a sense of urgency. The idea of not rushing is don't be stupid, right?
Right.
It's know and come up with a plan. It doesn't necessarily take long to come up with a plan. Just don't rush past that step.
Yep.
That
Correct.
Is so important, whether buying or selling a house. So check out the book. You know, anything that we're talking about today is covered in there and way more.
And always feel free to reach out and ask questions. Some of the language we use sometimes in the lending world or real estate, you know, it's a little, you know, we're used to talking about this all day long. And so reach out and call Chad. Reach out and call me or Kirk.
Yeah.
Exactly.
651-303-0019, BricksTwinCities.com. Have everything available there as means to reach out. Always happy to help answer any questions. If you want just a non-pressured, honest approach to real estate, you know, that's what we try to provide. So,
and it's free. Advice is free. But when you're getting the right advice, that saves you thousands of dollars.
So we're going to take a quick commercial break, and then we're going to get into some of the preparations we would focus on at this time of year if you really want to take advantage of this market. Is it time to downsize but don't know where to start? Give the House Geeks with Bricks Real Estate a call. We are experienced in making this process as smooth and as easy as possible. Whether it is with pricing your home or assistance in finding movers or any other professionals that you might need to help get your home ready, we are here for you. Take the worry away and give us a call today at 651-303-0019. Again, that is 651-303-0019 or online anytime at housegeeks.com.
The one constant in life is change. Throughout our lives, we will go down roads that we never imagined, and we need to be prepared for whatever comes our way. Want to own your future? Contact Country Financial Representative James Toveson. James can help put a solid plan in place with insurance solutions to help make sure you're protected for what lies ahead. Get started today. Contact James Toveson in Minneapolis at 651-365-3408 for Country Financial.
Hi, this is Kirk Duckwall with the House Geeks and the Twin Cities Real Estate Show here on AM 950. If you're thinking about making a move, check out our free books, which you can request at housegeeks.com. The Smart Home Buyer Book is a guide through one of your biggest financial decisions. This book covers how to find some of the best values on homes and loans, how to navigate and negotiate on homes with multiple offers, all the way through getting what you want out of your inspection contingency. Don't forget about our Smart Seller, a guide through the sale process and maximizing value. In this book, we cover how to prepare your home for sale, knowing how long it will take for your home to sell, and how to determine what your home will sell for. We also uncover the truth behind instant offers. If you would like a copy of either of these free books, check us out online at housegeeks.com to request yours today.
Network Title knows it's the little things that make big things happen, like protecting homebuyers from title defects. As an independently owned and operated full-service title company, we specialize in all the important details. We come to where you want to close, even nights or weekends. We'll even bring fresh baked cookies. Network Title, stress-free closings since 1993. Work with a company that puts you first. For details, go to network-title.com or give us a call at 651-482-9514.
Who do we trust to help with our mortgages? It's Eric Bloomstrand and Chad Preby with Bell Bank Mortgage. Hi, I'm Kirk Duckwall with the Twin Cities Real Estate Show. If you're looking for great service, many loan options to choose from, and competitive pricing, give Eric and Chad a call at 651-207-9274. Again, that is 651-207-9274. NMLS numbers 274211 and 1462493.
Sometimes when you have more questions than answers about insurance and financial services, it might seem easier to do nothing at all. At Country Financial, we know that every situation is unique and believe that even the biggest goals start with simple steps. So when it comes to protecting the things you love and planning for the future, don't get overwhelmed. Get started with Country Financial. Contact James Toveson today at 651-365-3408.
Listening to Twin Cities Real Estate Show on AM 950. Today, we're talking about get ready to sell now. What do I mean by that is if you're thinking that this year was the year you wanted to make a move, our market is showing signs unlike never seen before as to why this bubble right now, beginning of January, maybe for the next month or 2 months, may be the perfect time to get the most money for your house. And this is all due to rates combined with inventory levels. It's just incredibly incredibly low, launching the market meter into territories we've never seen at this time of year, creating, I mean, I know in our masterminds meeting we were doing the other day, we were talking about, and there must have been 10, 15 agents that were on that call that, hearing about 25 offers, 8 offers, 15 offers on these houses. I mean, that's where you want to be as a seller, picking right. the offer that works best for your situation. And it's not always dollars and cents. I mean, I can swear to that with, personal sales in the past, but sometimes it's about ease and making a smooth transition, making the timelines work, right? No better time than when you have many, many offers to choose from and you're not stuck.
Right.
Right. So this is a time that if you want to take advantage of a great market to do this. So, how do you prepare? Well, the first thing is, again, we talked about reaching out to a professional right away. If you know it's something you're going to do, we're going to want to put a house in a coming soon status relatively fast if we know we can work fast to get ready. Coming soon is, in my opinion, is a must for any sale. Mm-hmm. I think if it is the new internal networking, in a sense. It's internally networking, except for it's now available for everyone to see. Mm-hmm. We're putting it into the system. No, you can't set up a showing ahead of time, but now you know it's coming to the market. Now you can book your showings 4 or 5 days out in advance. You can overdo the coming soon.
You can. Yeah. I don't like to do it beyond 4 or 5 days in advance. Then the buyers are getting agitated and they're like, I want to get in there, and they can't. And
maybe they find something else.
Yeah. And maybe, yep.
Lose out on that opportunity.
So it's kind of that fine line, and that, it creates that anticipation, that buzz as a seller. The buyers are just clamoring to get in, and then opening day when it lists live on the MLS, they all get to come in and see it. And it's definitely a must. I agree.
So, when looking at a winter listing, we discuss and have said on the show for years, if you wait until it's green, you're going to miss out on some green. So what do I mean by that? Well, usually we're putting houses on the market, before the leaves have popped. But this year it's different. There's still snow on the ground, and there's going to be more, but it's the right time to do it. Yeah. This can actually be an advantage.
For sure.
This is now you got winter wonderland going on, right?
You get a lot of that right? yard work.
Well, exactly. So all of this weeding and edging and going around the perimeter of the home to get everything cleaned up and pulling the shrub tree or whatever, you're not having to worry about that.
Right. Focus on the inside. The snow makes it pretty outside. And
Exactly. And buyers out there listening to the show, be aware. The snow is covering up some stuff. Now, is that necessarily something you need to be worried about? Probably not. You do want to double check your roof and stuff like that and the exterior of the house. But could it be, bad edging, bad shrubbery or whatever? Yeah, that could be there. Is that the end of the world? No, it's not. But for sellers, this can save a lot of time in preparation that you don't need to worry about. Also, this is the time of year, you can't paint, Chad. So if a peeling paint thing gets flagged, right?
We can do an escrow holdback on that and we'll do that work in the spring.
Exactly. So you can sell your house now. It'll get taken care of later. And so you don't have to worry about it.
And there are those buyers out there too, first impression, right? If they see that in the spring where the yard isn't perfect or, some shrubs are dead or whatever, they're going to maybe turn their head and go to the next property where now, not that you're trying to hide anything, but again, it's not...
You don't need to worry about it, right?
Thank you.
Yeah. Shovel the sidewalk and have it ready.
Exactly. And then make sure you're doing that. Shovel your sidewalk. Keep the driveway plowed, cleared, salted. And, you don't want people slipping. Yep.
Then turning your focus indoors.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
I have a question for you guys. Yes. Is the highest offer always the best offer?
No.
Not always.
Okay.
Nope.
Yeah, because I hear people a lot now is I got the highest offer accepted. But in my world, in the financing world, that's not always the best because what are the terms on that highest and best offer, right? Is that going to lead you down a really stressful road?
Well, it could not appraise.
Right.
And this is where, accepting the right offer as a seller is really important. Going back to making sure you're getting some professional guidance, make sure you're countering with the right things to give you the right protections out there.
Okay.
Are they offering an appraisal guarantee, inspection guarantee? How does the escalation clause work? What is all... the terms that you're looking at there, because it doesn't the best offer isn't necessarily the one that can close.
Okay.
Or close at the best price.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So but yeah, you know, getting the home ready is important, but you don't need to redo the kitchen. You don't need to put in new countertops typically. You don't need to finish off the basement. These are things where you'll be lucky to get your money back sometimes, especially in a market like this. Mm-hmm. We want to focus on the things that are triple up kind of items, if not more, right? And that's the things we talk about regularly, right? It's it's the flooring. Making sure the carpets are clean, that you know, if you replace the broken tile or secure the tile, if it's a bad linoleum, you're replacing those things, that you're painting the walls, neutralizing that.
Paint goes very far in neutralizing the color, the perception at that first impression of a buyer walking in. It also helps to neutralize any, you know, staleness of, you know, the home, and just freshens it up in a very inexpensive way. You know, one of the other things I'm big on is, you know, before you start chasing the bouncing ball and start diving into projects, sometimes the seller will say, well, I don't want you to come out quite yet. And I say, let's do a walkthrough and I can help you decide.
But that's not clean. Best. I'm not ready.
And I'm like, don't worry. I see it all the time. Like, don't worry. I see everything.
Right.
So, you know, doing that walkthrough and then really just, you know, depersonalizing, so that I always tell my sellers, pretend like you're the buyer walking through this house and try to create a model home feel in a way that this will just seem very neutral. Right. Removing those, you know, personal photographs, and, you know, if you're, it's okay to have some of that, but too much of it, you know, the wall of, you know, the adorable baby can be very distracting to a potential buyer.
Yeah. The wall of AR-15s and 9mm. Should probably put those in your gun cases.
Those should probably be tucked away.
Yeah.
Right. One of my favorite was like the world's most adventurous person. Every picture was like him doing something really cool, like mountain biking down a legit mountain, you know, skydiving, and you know, all over the world this guy was. And I'm like, I couldn't focus on the house because it was like, what's the next cool thing? Oh, did the Tour de France. Okay. All right. You know? So yeah, I mean, that deep depersonalization is important. That decluttering, obviously, neutralizing the smells with the paint, that's so important.
I always tell sellers too, as you continue through the showing process, keep that in mind too, you know, in terms of smells and things, maybe start eating out a little more and just,
Well, right. and the painting too, you know, painting is something you can do on your own. Make sure you're taking the time to tape it properly, because a bad paint job can actually harm you more than just leaving what was there. So if you're missing and hitting the ceiling, if you're missing and hitting the trim, you got to go back and fix that or tape so that doesn't happen.
I'm a bad painter. I'm calling somebody.
Yeah. That's what I would recommend. If you don't have a steady hand, call somebody to do it for you.
Yep.
Yeah.
You know, just got a little over a minute left here. Putting together a plan, having the walkthrough, you know, don't be scared of that. Prioritizing a list together of the projects. I know that's something I do for my clients. Well, here's what I would recommend no matter what. And if you have time, do this.
Yep.
Right. And take that effort you were thinking about putting into the kitchen remodel that you were thinking you had to do, or the deck or the basement, and put it towards the painting.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yep. And that's it's less work. And if you do it right, that's just so important.
In this
I mean, you can be that one that has the 25 offers versus the two offers. I mean, just because you sell in the multiples doesn't mean you got the best price. You know, if you take the time to do each one of these steps to really know that you put yourself in the best position. So hopefully you found this this show helpful. Again, if you ever have any questions, you can reach out 651-303-0019. Happy to help answer any of your real estate questions or assist with your needs. Thank you again, Libby Hollenkamp, Gray Duck team, for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
And Chad as well. We'll be back again next week.